Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Making Dough Show, where we love talking about making dough in the restaurant business. And today I get to talk to you about five reasons restaurants fail. This obviously is not a topic that I'm very passionate about being in the restaurant business. Every time a restaurant closes in the neighborhood, which happens more often than it really should, it's just somebody's hopes and dreams that is dying. To open a restaurant, it requires a lot of capital up front. I just know the stress that it takes to open a restaurant. You know, we've done it six times. We have six restaurants. We had one ghost kitchen that we had to close, and it was very, very unpleasant. That you got to take the hit and take the loss, and you lose money until you get to a point they're like, you know what, it is no longer worth it. I've gone through all of my money, all of our savings. You have no life. It gets to be really, really stressful when you choose to, you know, end up closing a restaurant. The statistics are out there. And I just wanted to share with you five main reasons this happened. And hopefully, if you're looking into getting into the restaurant industry, have a little bit of insight, things that you need to really watch for getting into it. Because just like high failure rate, there are also a lot of restaurants that are very, very successful. There are new restaurants that are opening in any neighborhood all the time, as you see. So not everybody's failing, of course, but these are five main reasons restaurants fail. So now let's get into it. The first reason is lack of experience and operational efficiency. Restaurant is a business. A business requires variety of skill sets. It's not just having a wonderful recipe for a few dishes, but rather it's an operations. It's operations involves people's processes, systems, you know, working with vendors, you're working with customers, you're working with team. You got to have management skills. You got to have marketing skills, especially in the beginning when you're starting and you really don't have that much capital. You really need to put in the marketing work yourself. I did it myself and I still do a lot of it myself. In fact, most of it. So that's marketing, media, all the things I'm heavily involved in. And I love doing it, but these are the skill sets that you need to be successful. And in the beginning, when you have no experience at all, that you need to be like an octopus or, you know, wear many, many hats. As you know, you come from an employee background, or even if you worked at a restaurant, you were a chef, you were a head server, even if you were a manager for many years, when you own your own place, it is actually very, very different. You got to keep an eye on the books, the taxes, the vendors, or all kinds of things. And obviously it is possible. We're doing it, so you can too. But I just wanted to tell you that that's one of the main reasons restaurants fail. The second reason many restaurants fail, sadly, is a lack of effective marketing. Now, a lot of times, you know, people go and spend money, send a mailer, get a billboard, I don't know, sponsor a Little League's team, put your restaurant's logo on a t-shirt. That will bring in no sales for you. And it may cost you $500. So especially in the digital world that we live in, social media, email marketing, text message marketing, those you have got to leverage and really squeeze every bit out of it. You need to have an understanding of the ads and all the things. You know, you could spend very quickly and easily thousands of dollars on mailers that you send out, and you may get very little ROI. How do I know? Because I've done it and I have that t-shirt in my closet. So effective marketing, if you do not have that in place, it could very well lead to restaurant failure. The third reason many restaurants fail is inadequate capital. What I mean by that is people underestimate the amount of capital required to start a restaurant successfully. And not only that, they underestimate the operating cost, the minimal payroll that you're going to have running your restaurant, the minimal food, you know, the minimal vendors that you got to work with to sustain your restaurant. And people run out of capital. That goes back to your cash flow management. People run out of money before they get to that consistent level of sales. And that leads to failure for many different restaurants. We do have a free training for this reason, especially because it's one of the main reasons that restaurants fail. That if you do think about opening a restaurant in the next 12 to 36 months, I do believe you will find this training very beneficial. My husband goes over different permits you need, average, how much they cost, the minimal payroll you need to run. Just kind of a little bit basic of the startup cost, understanding your triple net, you know, your rent, your leases, what is the landlord looking for, fire, you know, inspection, health permit, all the stuff that involves your startup costs, that if you really want to have a good understanding of what all of that entails, I strongly recommend that you check out this free training in the description down below. The fourth reason many restaurants fail is fierce competition. It is cutthroat. All businesses have competition. If you go down the cereal aisle at a Walmart or what have you, there is a long list of options that people have when it comes to cereal. Same thing is with restaurants. And the truth is, nobody needs another Mexican restaurant. Nobody needs another pizzeria. Nobody needs another burger. Everybody's needs are met, if you know what I'm saying. Like, you know, in our town where we live, you know, there's a variety of options when it comes to everything. We have local options. We have national chains, all the things. And you need to realize that that's not going to cut it. The competition, they have their systems in place. They have their team in place. They have their customer service in place. And you coming into this new market is going to be, the competition is going to be fierce. And you have got to stand out and know what you're going to do differently, that people will come to you. And goes back to your marketing. It goes back to many different things, you know, your menu offerings and all the things that you offer to make your experience stand out as a restaurant, to make sure you're profitable as quickly as possible. Last but certainly not least is the case for location. Location, location, location. You've heard that before. If you choose a poor location, no amount of marketing, no amount of decor, no amount of, you know, whatever, like, is your menu may not really compensate for poor location. Poor location could mean as much as poor access. If it's a little inconvenient to get in and get out of your establishment, especially during rush hours, people may avoid coming to your restaurant just because of that. You know, it's high traffic. Is it the visibility? Is it easy to find? If it's really confusing to get there. Also, if you set up shop, for example, in a lower income neighborhoods, depending on your experience, if your food is a little more expensive, a Lamborghini is never going to set up their dealership in low income areas of town. There's a reason for that. It has nothing to do with a Lamborghini. You can set up shop in a neighborhood that is not going to be able to afford to buy a Lamborghini, and your sales won't be where it needs to be. And then you're like, you know what, but Lamborghini's awesome. No, it's because you set up shop in the wrong neighborhood. So that goes back to your location. You got to be very astute about how you choose the right location based on your experience that you're able to provide for your customers. I wanted to recommend that you download this PDF that I have down in the description for you. It is free, and it's called Your Restaurant Dream Versus Reality. And if you're prepared for the journey, one of the questions I get all the time is, what don't I know about running a restaurant? This is a main question that you have, you know, if you're looking into opening a restaurant. In this PDF, I go over, you know, all the skill sets that you also need to be successful in a restaurant business. That is our hope for you. That's my desire for you, that you get into the business, you get into the ring. We love restaurant industry, of course, and that's why we're here. Be sure to subscribe to the show. Check out the trainings down in the description area, which I really hope they serve you. And with that, let's get back to work and make some dough. Thank you. Bye-bye.